Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mas and treasures and gifts to us are so many that we cannot mention, we cannot imagine the amount. We have no power or ability to understand the ni'mas of Allah. Some ni'mas are such, some of the gifts and treasures of Allah are such that a person using his tongue, his language and speech, he automatically mentions Allah Ta'ala's ni'mas. And today in this majlis, Alhamdulillah, 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 this time that we're in, this with regards to ni'mah, I am just repeating to you that all of you already know and are aware that today this is the first fast of Ramadan. It is the beginning of Ramadan. It is said that if the beginning is good, then the ending is also good. Subhanallah. If the initiation is good, then the ending is good. So Alhamdulillah, this beginning of this blessed month, month of Barakah, with the first fast, and this is the first time of this month in which we are sitting Asr and Maghrib. Between this time, between the two salahs, the moments, the times, even in normal days, it is a very azeem and precious time. It is understood, and the fadail and virtues are mentioned in the ahadith with regards to the time between Asr and Maghrib. And today is the first fast of Ramadan, and this time today between Asr and Maghrib, this time that we are in at the moment, the barakah, the blessings, the rahmah, the mercy of this time, we cannot imagine the amount of mercies that are present right now at this time. And this time of the fasting day, between the time of Asr and Maghrib, this is what we call the prime time. This is the Uruj time. This is the pinnacle. This is the time when Allah's immense rahmas descend on people. And the person who is ghafil now, then most verily the whole of the day's fast and the earnings contained therein, he has not attained. And this, especially this time between Asr and Maghrib, especially in Ramadan, the individual should be careful, because at this moment in time the person's tired after fasting. It's such a time where people have worked, they're tired, and those who don't work are tired, and people are thirsty and are hungry. It's the peak of hunger and thirst and laziness, or maybe sleepiness or tiredness. And a person, whatever situation he's in, he's in the state of weakness. So Allah Ta'ala likes that when a person is in this situation, that when he remembers me, Allah says, then I'll give him more reward. So in such a time, if a person pulls himself together, that this is a valuable time, and this is the ni'mah of Allah that's coming down upon me. And if we disregard all of the laziness and lethargic feeling, and if we attend such a majlis like this, Allah Ta'ala likes this very much. And most verily, this is a very great time. And a person who does these actions this time, he is earning good deeds. So shukr to Allah, grateful to Allah, that this is not something new. And it's not the fact that we're strong and we're better than others. We're also weak. This is Allah Ta'ala's fadl, that in this fast, first fast, the initial day, it's Asr time, Asr has gone, the fast is about to be broken, rahmas are descending, and this is a time of the acceptance of du'as, and it's the time where people are being released from Jahannam, and for people the doors of paradise are being opened. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And what more can I say in praise about this time? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this time, in these moments, in this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such precious, valuable moments. Allah saved us from everything around negative. Allah has brought us to His home, sat us in the masjid, the first fast of Ramadan, the time between Asr and Maghrib, and taking us away from all other things that we could be doing this time. Allah Ta'ala has sat us down in His home, in the masjid, at that time. Allah's treasure, this is azeem ni'mah Allah has given to us. Azeem ni'mah. And in this majlis, there's no discussion, chit-chat, gossip, and I don't know you, you don't know me. We're not here for any other purpose. We're here for one maqsad. Come, let's gather together to remember Allah. That's the reason why we are here. Now, everything that I've just told you, everything that I've just told you is a big ni'mah of Allah, a big gift of Allah, for about which a person cannot imagine. He cannot do tasawwur. Why? I'll tell you the reason why all of this that we've discussed is a big ni'mah. Why? Look, when an individual when a person, a human being, gets a worldly sort of gain, progression, advancement, someone has a big tall building, a big wide house, or someone's beautiful, or people adore this person specifically, he's prominent, he's lofty in society, then people have a habit, he's very lucky, he's got a big business, he's got money, and people are happy to meet him. Look, he's got this many children, this many aulad. People praise him. Because yes, and that's his, for example, if four people are sitting, do you know that guy? Do you know that brother? Oh yeah, he's lucky, you know, everything. He's made. He's got buildings, he's got rental income every month in the bank, he's got kids, and they do, you know, he's got everything that you'd ever want. Another person doesn't know him, says, is it him? Okay. And when he hears that person's praise, the third party person, even he is affected positively by the person who's being praised. Isn't it? So this moment that I've just told you about, or these moments that we are sitting in, this range of time, Asr to Maghrib, this is being praised by who? Who praises this? Who glorifies this? People in the dunya, when they praise another person, oh yeah, he's a big man. He's a big shot. But this time, this majlis, this gathering, this emotion, this status, who is praising this? This gathering in this time, in this month, this special time, who's praising this? Allah Azza wa Jal. He is praising this time. Allah Ta'ala states that when a group of people, a jama'at, when they get together, it's called what? A gathering. If a group of people get together in any place, and after gathering together, when those individuals who formed a gathering, when that jama'at remembers me, Allah says, and does my dhikr, and remembers me, now Allah is mentioning that kafir. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that time, the hal is what? What is that? Allah Ta'ala says, I love that jama'at so much. And obviously Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat is what we want to gain. That's the jackpot. Allah Ta'ala says, I love that group of people so much who are gathered to remember me. They're straight away the angels in the heavens. They see my love towards that gathering. The people in that gathering, Allahu Akbar. That's great. How much I love that jama'at at that time. Those people who are sat to remember me. Allah says, my feeling and my love and my belovedness to that, to those people, the high ranked angels immediately descend to the earth and they surround that gathering of the dhakir. And who is describing this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I said this is that great ni'mah that we cannot mention by words or imagine in our brains. What is this time? Ramadan, first day, initial day with the fadl of Allah. And if the start is good, then the end is also good. So what do they do? The angels surround the gathering from all sides, Allah Ta'ala says. And on top of that, what happens then in addition? Allah Ta'ala says that my rahmah, my mercy sees the dhakireen in that gathering, and my rahmah gets stronger. And then Allah says my rahmah surrounds them and overwhelms them. So first the angels descend, they surround the gathering, and then Allah's rahmah is surrounds and wraps around that gathering, and then Allah's special reward descends. And this will be the reward which will be given to the jannatis. There's a long description, long and broad, but there's a word that Allah Ta'ala has given, one word summary of what Allah will give to the people of Jannah. Allah's rahmah surrounds the gathering. The angels surround the gathering. Allah says, my rahmah envelopes the gathering, envelopes and seals. Then Allah says, I give him a reward. Now we praise people in the world. He has a building, he's got this and that. Allah says, now is the reward. I'll tell you for this jama'at in the whole world, in the whole universe, the reward that will be given to these people who are doing this action at this time. This is hadith. So Allah says, I give reward to this man. What is that reward? It's not the reward of a worldly material thing. I won't give him a plot of land or a building or stories of rent. Allah says, I'll give him the reward of Jannah today. What is that reward? Allah says, the reward is called Sakina. Allah says, in their hearts will come contentment, peace, total peace and tranquility. And the fourth reward, subhanAllah, first the angels descend, surround the gathering, Allah's rahmah envelopes the gathering, Allah gives sakina in the hearts, Allah says, so much do I love these people, the dhakir who have formed the jama'at to remember me. The fourth reward, just for this feeling of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala towards this gathering, Allah Ta'ala says, then on top of that, in addition, the reward I'll give is that Allah says, I know every single person, me, my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, those people who are in the grave. And Allah says, today, due to this gathering of dhikr, they also will get the effects of this gathering of dhikr. Allahu Akbar. They will shriek out in the grave, oh, my son, great, my great-grandfather, great-grandmother, everyone who's in the grave, all of our relatives, our friends who were with us last year and sat, Yusuf Bai, I remember him, he used to sit in front of me in dhikr, he's also in the grave. But even he'll get the thawab, subhanallah, subhanallah, because he was connected to dhikr. He had a link with this jamaat of dhikr. He had a link. So then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in addition, that this is the top reward. Allah says, I love this jamaat so much, who gathers to remember me, that my select elite gatherings from the malaika, Allah says, I will be amongst them and I will praise, I will promote and I will praise the dhakireen amongst those select elite angels. Look, these are my servants in the world. Look at when they are remembering, Allah will say. So my brothers, let's just think this now. Maut will come, death will come, the grave will come. Maybe it's the last Ramadan. Will we get another Ramadan? This is our beginning of Ramadan. The initiation. Say, subhanallah. This is the ibtida, the initiation of our Ramadan. So what will be the end of our Ramadan with the fadl of Allah? With Allah's blessings then. Imagine, the start is so good. With that jamaat and group of people and that individual who Allah Ta'ala loves so much, that Allah, out of being proud, announces to His select elite angels that I love these people. Then will Allah not give rewards to those people and give this fadl and karam and mercy? Give them rewards. Will Allah not save them from the adab of Jahannam? Will Allah not save them from the adab of the grave? Will Allah not make maut easy for him? Will Allah not make his life easy? Will Allah not release those people from debt? Will Allah Ta'ala not give those people halal risk? Will Allah Ta'ala not take that person away from the test of the children? But what can we do? Nafs and shaitan are so strong, they do not let us have yaqeen on these words. We want that. No. We want everything on a plate. Everything free of charge. Just do dua and straight away Allah gives us everything we ever cared for and wanted. When we don't get what we want, oh, dhikr, I did dhikr, there's no benefit. Allah's not giving me what I want. This is not happening for me. X, Y, Z. Don't be like this. Allah says, don't lack hope. Allah says, if I've said to you, then you don't trust what I'm saying. I'm your Rabb, your Lord, your Rabb. Your Rabb is saying to you, you don't trust what He's saying to you. If I, Allah Ta'ala says, announce, do you not know? Don't you have sabr? Don't you have patience? Why am I not immediately bestowing to you what you have requested? All of the emotions and gifts and rewards I'll give to you. Definitely, I'm your Rabb. I promised you, Allah Ta'ala says. But you are so foolish that you have no yaqeen on what I'm saying. And on this, Allah Ta'ala gives the punishment. And for with this, what should a person do to get away from this sort of negative feeling? He should have istiqamat. That Allah, we are remembering you. We are not going to go anywhere. We are always going to remember you, come what may, positive or negative. Allah Ta'ala says that there's one court. From this court, you'll get everything from your Rabb, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this court, we will get everything. Our destiny, positive, negative, Allah Ta'ala selected us for this. So why will my du'as not be accepted? But when will Allah accept? Allah will accept. At that time, we'll get from this gathering, from this ibadah, dhikr of Allah, this feeling, this emotion, alhamdulillah, whatever Allah Ta'ala has told us, that is our darja. This time Allah will definitely give. So we should not leave that dar. We should not leave the court of Allah. That's it. We should stick to it. This is the action. So what do we need to do? Then in the whole of Ramadan, remember, in the whole of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's fadal and karam from Asr to Maghrib, this will be our practice. The action that Allah Ta'ala loves so much. Then why don't we, in the whole Ramadan, from Asr until Maghrib, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why not? Why not? Look at this. So now, the person who has this yaqeen on this point, that in Ramadan Allah has given us a great ni'mah. So from Asr until Maghrib, wherever we get the majlis of dhikr with the fadl of Allah, where we realize that in this masjid the dhikr of Allah is taking place, or in this masjid and the jamaat sat again for the dhikr of Allah, then after hearing this hadith, then most definitely our iman should be so strong that we're all lifelong, all year long, we cry on our destiny. Oh, if we're broken down, sinful, bone idle, useless, we're immersed in sins, in problems, in difficulties, there's no solution for this except one. Allah has given us His karam and mercy. Automatically Allah has given us a solution that whatever I have, if you ask, I will give to you. I will give to you. So today we're sat here. Allah may take us to another masjid tomorrow. Alhamdulillah. We've taken all this action. If you don't take this, but I, when my sheikh told me this hadith, 70 years, Subhanallah. That maybe approximately this many years that when I met the Wali Allah and I heard this, then I said, end of story. A Wali of Allah has told me this reason, whether I get it or not, I'm not going to leave the court of Allah. I'm not. Where can I go? Where am I going to go if I don't do this? If Allah gives, doesn't give, doesn't matter. But I'm not going to leave you, Allah, because you've told us the secret. You've told us the secret that this is the very valuable time of Ramadan. Inshallah, the whole Ramadan will pass like this. All ibadat from morning till evening. Read Quran, read tahajjud, taraweeh, and listen to speeches, lectures, talks, many things you can do. But as soon as Asr time comes until Maghrib, then like the birds in the sky who fly to their nests in the evening towards their children, in the same way like those birds, or that masjid where the dhikr of Allah is taking place at that time. And then we will go to that gathering where Allah's khairat are descending, where ni'mas are descending, where Allah Ta'ala gives health, where Allah Ta'ala will accept and fulfill all of the desires. The mat of desires is out. Allah says, eat whatever dish you want because it's present there. 30, 45 minutes. So my brothers, my brethren, let's pray to Allah that this is the beginning of Ramadan. Ramadan has begun. Until the end of Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala in the same way give us the tawfiq to do good amal, good deeds, and shaitan and nafs, these two opposition forces, may we go against them, may we oppose them. Don't fall into the deception where you see the dhikr of Allah is happening. Look, it's Ramadan. Reduce your work, reduce your dunya, and make a program, make a schedule, and say that this time I'm going to do this action, and in this moment, in these moments, okay, it's 8 p.m. it's late, isn't it, from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. until iftar, breaking the fast, this time valuable time. According to this hadith, after hearing this hadith, we should say that the action we're going to do now is what? Just the dhikr of Allah. And we should do dua to Allah. We are going to do this, and sometimes we desire to do this, but if it's your fadl, then we will get this gathering. Otherwise, how can we get this gathering if you do not desire? This is your karam. We want to do this, we desire this, but we can only do this when you establish this majlis somewhere. Today, in this world, where do we get majalis of dhikr? Yes, if you say this dhikr is happening somewhere, then you'll see 70,000 shops. If you see profit somewhere, you'll scarp around the world, you see 70,000 shops, profit, gain. But when such an asset that I'm speaking about, is, for example, these such gatherings of dhikr are so few and far between that even if you desire, you cannot get these today. Even if you think about them, very few and far between. Suddenly, with this istiqamat, Allahu Akbar, 30 days, if we get a majlis, a gathering, at this time the dhikr of Allah is taking place, then it's a massive ni'mah. Tremendous ni'mah of Allah. Big ni'mah of Allah. Such rewards, my friends. So let's do dua to Allah, that Allah, these majalis, please create them for us. Keep on creating them for us, such gatherings and environments, so that without any struggle, without any restriction, prevention, we can get to that majlis. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.